financially.
She wants to connect with you. Text Sarah now at 403-974-8255. Connect with Sarah Crosby on QR Calgary, 107.3 FM.
As an economist at Concordia University, but apparently you're also a music lover. What's that little riff you just gave us?
That is Blue Sky Mine by Midnight Oil from when I was a teenager. So when I heard you talking earlier about how the city's been rebranded, Mine immediately goes, I know a song that has blue sky in it, so I'm going to program the show here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go get a coffee then. That's good. Midnight Oil. Welcome back to the show, Moshe Lander, economist at Concordia University, who can always put the financial world into perspective. Now, just a couple seconds ago, I was saying that the Flames are done. This is their last game tonight. No playoffs again. We weren't in the playoffs last year either. And so when you start to think about all those people who work at the Saddle Dome, and you think about all the beer sellers and the restaurants that should be selling nachos and the people who would buy the Nazem Kadri jerseys, we're not getting any of that again this year. And does it kind of financially hurt us? Well, the guy who's going to be able to put it into perspective is Moshe. So welcome back. Thank you for joining the show again, Moshe.
My pleasure.
So you and I have talked about the economics of Taylor Swift. We've talked about the economics of music festivals.
Yes.
Tell me your thoughts on the economics of playoff hockey. Are we just losing a bundle as a city?
As a city, not really. It's a bit of maybe geographic harm that's being done. So the area around the Saddle Dome is probably going to be a little deader than it otherwise would be. 17th Avenue, Stephen Avenue, probably going to be a little emptier.
Yeah.
But that just means that money's going to be allocated elsewhere, right? So my disposable income that I would have spent on playoff tickets, because I'm actually in town for once, is now going to be spent at the Chinook Center, where I'm going to go buy something at one of the stores there, or I'm going to go have sushi tonight. And so, you know, you're going to find then that for everybody who says this stinks and this is really harming my business, you're going to find somebody else who says, I'm not all that sad that the Flames are out.
That's a hard sentence to say. I'm not really all that upset that the Flames are out.
Well, I think if nothing else can unite the city right now, it's let's hope that the Oilers go out. And so if we want to try and have economic activity, let's go to the bars and cheer against the Oilers. That's maybe the way that you have to try and hook people in.
Now, we just heard from Jock Wilson from Sports Talk that the Flames are worth a $1 billion, right? So it does kind of hurt to know that a $1 billion organization is not in the playoffs, because I still think, though, there's all those people who work at the Saddle Dome who are the cleaners, the pretzel sellers, the beer sellers, the guy who wants to sell you that jersey or the flags for your car. Their employment, though, is cut shorter by weeks.
It is. And they're the ones that really suffer because of this. Now, if they don't have any other employment, then this is really unfortunate for them, right? But if what they're doing is shift work here and there, and so because they're not taking a shift now at the Saddle Dome because there's not going to be games next week, they're going to take a double shift at wherever else that they would be working. That, too, is going to negate some of the economic loss that comes from the Flames not being in the playoffs, right? So we have to do a little bit of a deeper dive as to who exactly is working there and what else would they be doing with that spare time. The other thing, too, is that they might actually like the leisure time. I'm not going to say that people enjoy being unemployed, but there is some factor there that being able to sit on the couch and actually enjoy the playoffs rather than having to work during the playoffs might have some value there, too. I don't think that necessarily fully substitutes for things. But when you think like an economist, those are the things you have to take in mind, is you can't just look at the local story and not see the bigger picture that, you know, for every benefit, there might be a cost showing up somewhere else.
Yeah, I honestly, Moshe, didn't think about the fact that if I go to a playoff game and I buy two drinks, okay, that's a lie, three drinks, and I have nachos and I'm going to pay for parking. Let's just use a nice round number and say that's $100. That $100, though, isn't, as you said, something I may not be spending on any other business or food item or company in the city. Like, I forgot that not everyone has so much disposable income that you're not saying, well, that $100 could go here.
And that's it. And there's, I mean, there's other ways you can economize too, right? Like you might not spend it on any of the other local businesses. You might have to wait a little bit longer before you turn on the air conditioning when the weather gets nice. You might have to try and maybe walk a little bit rather than drive everywhere to save on a tank of gas, right? So even there, it's not necessarily that it's substituting one retailer for another. It could just be that you have to make lifestyle changes to be able to come up with that money too. So, you know, there too, you could find that it spills out to other businesses that you would think have nothing to do with hockey whatsoever, where you say that the local gas station finds that all of a sudden their sales are down a little bit because everybody realized that once you get that Visa bill, mm-hmm. it's, I think we need to carpool now, or I think I need to take public transport for the next week if I'm going to save up money. So again, when you start looking at the broader picture, now the person who's losing their shift at the Saddle Dome, you might find that somebody else is doubling up on a shift because we need extra train service for everybody who now has to take public transport and use the C train rather than drive to pay for the tickets. Like it's really a complicated exercise.
It is a very complicated exercise. It's kind of like a Tetris puzzle trying to put all these different pieces together and see how they fit in the financial picture.
Yeah, it's a good analogy. And it's one of those things then that whenever you're told then about the greatness of events, so when we did talk about Taylor Swift or we did talk about concerts and big time events, right? All you're ever told is that these are all of the benefits that come with them. And so the wet blanket, like me, comes in and says, wait, there are costs as well. And so it's not to say that the benefits aren't there. It's just you need to put the benefits within context of the costs as well. And when you start to think about the costs, all of a sudden what looks like just an easy free lunch benefit turns into maybe very small benefit or no benefit at all, or even more cost than benefit. And so those are the types of things that people just get caught up in the enthusiasm. And I am a lifelong Flames fan going back to their Atlanta days. I'm sad they're not going to be there. But from an economic standpoint, I find it very difficult to justify the economic benefit that they bring.
By the way, this lifelong Flames fan is Moshe Lander, economist from Concordia University, who knows a little bit about a lot of things, or a lot about a lot of things, actually. What's also interesting, Moshe, is we were talking to some of the bars today on the Red Mile on 17th Ave, and they have found their own way to pivot, as people like to say. And so instead of doing Flames, they're going to do some more heavy Edmonton Oilers stuff. And they said it's interesting because when the Flames fans have to go away because the team isn't in the playoffs, they actually find that the Edmonton fans in Calgary, who are a little bit shy or nervous about wearing the blue and orange during the regular season, actually come out more passionately when it's just their team in the playoffs.
I can imagine that. And I would suspect that it's also kind of the rare occurrence where Vancouver and Winnipeg also have strong teams this year as well. Right. So you could also see them servicing as well, where these are longtime foes going back to the Smythe Division days in the last century. And so, yeah, I bet that if you're going to try and brand yourself that come in and watch the hockey, it's not like there's not going to be hockey on for the next 2 months. It's not like there's basketball on for the next 2 months. So, yeah, come on in. Fine. You can still fly the flag of your team. And make a little bit back the money that you might be losing by not having 100,000 people out on 17th Ave.
Last thought, I do wonder also if we went even deeper into this, if you could also track the productivity of employees the morning after playoff games. Because maybe if you're not staying out all night pounding the beer at the Dome, maybe you're doing deals a little faster and working a little harder at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day.
And that's a great point. And there is research that does take a look at that. And it's not just the game itself. It's the hangover effect. If they win, if they lose, even if they're not actually playing, and even if you're not actually going to the game, it's when your team loses, that dopamine effect, that excitement is not there. And so you actually see that showing up in things like day traders. They're a little bit slower. They're a little bit...
Because they're sad.
Yeah. And they're not thinking as much. And so there are some firms that would actually do things like urine tests to just see kind of like what level of testosterone's in your system. And they would send you home saying that you're actually a danger to our business because you're not going to be first off the mark. So just get out of here. So it is a good point that you raise. I don't know that that's justifying calling in sick tomorrow saying I'm not going to be able to do the show. But if that's the type of thing that you think is a factor, it does show up in the data.
Interesting. It is such a complicated picture trying to put all these pieces together to say what is the financial complicated outcome of the Calgary Flames not making the playoffs. There's a million pieces to it, but they're all really interesting.
It is, but at the end of the day, we're all Flames fans, so it's just the heartache tonight that it's the last game until October that I think matters as much as anything right now.
Well, thank you so much. That's Moshe Lander, Flames fan and economist from Concordia University. Thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.